Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
And welcome to Smooth Drama with your co-host,
Jim Tucker,
and Vanessa Khan. Dick's wearing a butterfly on his sleeve.
Happy Mardi Gras, everybody.
Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
They load up on the food because tomorrow is Ash Wednesday.
Okay,
yeah. Do you give up something? What are you going to give up?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm into the Fat Tuesday part.
Yeah, but they always say it's Fat Tuesday before Ash Wednesday.
Okay.
So everyone load up on a bunch of food. Aren't they having a parade downtown?
Yeah, but that's that safe stuff, though.
Well, then why are you here?
What? I live here. I'm just saying.
You mean if you're all into Mardi Gras?
Mardi Gras
and the Saints. What are you doing here?
Saints on the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
so just remember that.
Yeah.
Recognize.
Until next year.
New Orleans Saints. I don't care. We won the Super Bowl this year. All that other stuff. It
you act like you were in the game.
I was.
Yeah.
I was on the field.
Mm-hmm. You were what? Like 12 o'clock? 12? No. 12 o'clock? 12? 12 10? Is that what they call it? Or is that in baseball?
Yeah, that's...
I don't know anything about sports. Speaking of sports, guess who we have on the show today?
We got
Chrissy Wallace.
Chrissy Wallace.
Female, a NASCAR driver.
NASCAR's in the building.
Uh-huh. NASCAR is busy. Smooth drama.
You're going to learn how to drive tonight.
I know. I need to learn how.
Yeah, I do too.
And have her give me some tips on how to back up.
Yeah, well, I'm not even going to go on this day. Like,
yeah.
Racially bad.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're going to say Asian people don't know how to drive.
You said
okay.
It.
You were done. You were thinking it. Yeah. I know. You were thinking, yeah. Sure, I admit, I don't know how to drive.
Okay. I wasn't going to say that.
Okay.
It had nothing to do with
I don't like to drive.
You just blind.
That too.
Yeah.
It doesn't help, but I'm Asian.
Okay.
So, you know.
Yeah. As Butter so eloquently said, we have Chrissy Wallace.
Chrissy Wallace in the house.
And so we encourage y'all to call, as always. So if you can, break us off a phone call, 646-929-2037.
Or email us at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. We'll try and get your questions on the air or blog us. Don't blog us.
Okay.
Send your emails in to smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. So, or call in. Best thing to do is call in 646-929-2037.
Yeah. As always, we also want you to keep up with us. You know, so in order to do that with your mobile devices, because we know y'all all got them, you can text the word smooth drum to the number 41411.
That way you'll find out all the exciting guests that we have coming up this week, next week, the following week, and the week after that.
Mm.
And the week after that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's special.
Special.
Yeah, well, you know, it was All-Star Weekend.
It wasn't all that great.
Well, the
dunk
contest was...
Stop.
Some of the worst shit I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. I couldn't watch it.
I was like, you know, that was stuff that my nephew can do.
Your nephew?
Yeah. He can do that stuff. They
Boy, that was awful.
Yeah, it was like, wow. That's
This year wasn't all that great.
No, you don't have to tell me. Now, the game was pretty good.
Everything else sucked.
Yeah, the horse
Oh.
I'm like, man, you know, it's too much legislating in that. Oh,
that took a long time.
Yeah, it took way too much. It's just roll the ball out and let them do what they do. I mean, I've never had a horse where you had to ref. What you need a ref and horse for?
Well, so that they know that they're not cheating.
Yeah, you gonna call foul and horse?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, get that out of
here. I don't know.
Freedom, man.
Don't know.
Freedom. Yeah, speaking of which, somebody lost their freedom this weekend. You know how they talk about the more things change, the more they say the same?
Yeah, she lost their freedom.
Guess what?
What?
We made a stop over overseas.
Really?
Guess who we got?
Who?
We got the number two man in the Taliban.
Number two man.
We arrested the Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar. And he represents the most significant Taliban capture since the terrorist attack September 11th.
How long ago was that?
2001. But, you know, we are part.
The number two man.
You remember in the Bush administration, we always caught the number two man.
No, I'm not trying to remember the Bush administration.
I'm just saying that, you know, we caught
the
number
two
man.
The number two man.
Yeah. You don't catch number one.
Mm.
You know, and if you number three, you're nervous as hell right now.
Because they're going after you.
Right. God damn it. You caught number two? What's my number?
Number three. Shit. Well, you're to be number two.
Yeah, number three, get ready. Cause,
we're coming after you, I am.
Yeah, your boy Abdul Ghani Baradar has been caught.
Where was he caught?
He was caught by the Pakistanis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Pakistanis caught him.
Yeah, they caught him.
Not us.
No, not us.
Oh, I thought
working in conjunction with us, we caught the number two guy.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so there you go.
Guy.
So just in case you think your tax dollars are going to waste, no, they're not. We are doing our job overseas.
Pakistan.
Number two guy.
Number two guy.
Yep. Got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, back closer to home.
Yeah.
You know, I feel, you know, I'm very constitutional and freedom of speech and all this other stuff. And I was reading about haters. You know how we,
haters.
You know, we about the love movement here. But I got to talk about haters. I mean, there's these haters at the Biden High School in Detroit, Michigan. The administration there, they stopped a dance. They canceled their Winterfest dance, which was scheduled for February 6th, because they were concerned with students who would engage in freaking.
It's not a dance.
Well, basically, the dance is, you know, students rubbing up against each other.
That's been around for how long?
Forever.
Since I was in high school.
Yeah, way back in 1913, something like that.
You must have been 1900.
Yeah, I was 1895. We was grinding on the wall.
1895.
We were grinding on the walls too, and so it was funny to read, you know, Principal Ken Hammond. They wanted kids to sign a contract to say that you won't do any freaking or any unacceptable dance.
So what do the kids do? Not sign it?
Well, it was. Out of the 1,500 students who were expected to attend the dance, only 67 signed. You know, they
the nerds.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm a freak.
Freak on anyone.
I don't know how to dance.
That's disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I mean, because basically they said that they didn't want kids engaging in any
sexually suggestive movement on the dance floor. I'm like, I don't know any dance that's productive that is not sexually suggestive. I mean, if anybody else knows, I mean, pointed out to me, I'm thinking that if you're not dancing sexually suggestively, it's kind of scary looking. You know,
That's sexually suggestive.
It's like you're punching somebody in the face. Though.
Well, and that can, some people may see that as being sexually suggestive. Never anything that you do.
Yeah, that, you know,
no, just
Brighton High School administrators,
haters.
Y'all are some haters to the highest level. And I believe you talked about you can't legislate morality or whatnot. That's unconstitutional. You tell it
me. Did you talk about that?
Yes, we have. We're going to continue to talk. You don't remember nothing.
Okay.
But we're going to continue to talk about that. You can't tell me that I can't grind on my date. We wouldn't have no dances. We wouldn't have no dances, man. Anyway.
Got a good waster,
Mardi Gras, baby. You wouldn't have to say.
No.
Anyway.
Well, you wanted your bling, didn't you?
Yeah, I'll get there.
Okay.
I will get there.
In your ground?
Yes, I will get there.
Name and ground.
You know, Brighton High School administrators. Y'all terrible.
You suck. What?
Yeah. I don't understand. Now, I can ask if the chat works.
Oh, do I need yes, it's working.
Yeah.
We're answering you.
Now, I got one other person. You know, and this is not about a hater.
That's
fine. Yeah. This is not about a hater.
Oh, what's it about?
This is actually about somebody that I think that we could help.
Oh.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin Durant, who is 18 years old. He was accused of walking into a restroom at Pacific Elementary School last week and offering two boys several dollars to urinate in a cup.
Okay.
So the boys refused.
How much?
He offered them several dollars.
Oh, several dollars. Okay.
Yeah. To pee in a cup.
To pee in a cup.
Yeah, they said they believed that Duran was trying to collect urine to pass
drug tests.
And I guess the surveillance cameras captured him on his visit to the school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so how do you know those boys are?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you know?
Well, one, you're talking about you're walking into the boys' bathroom.
In a high school or elementary school?
Yeah, at a high school.
At a high school.
Yeah. Elementary school.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
okay.
It'd be terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you're at the elementary school asking little kid.
Yeah, I can't do a pee in a cup.
Can I get your pee?
Can I give you $10 to pee in a cup?
Homie. Kevin,
you stupid.
Yeah, one, you stupid. And look, I could have helped you out for a few dollars. I'd have peed in the cup for you. I got a lot of urine.
You selling your urine now?
I sell my urine. Is it against the law to sell your urine?
You want to ask for more than just a few bucks, don't you?
Well, I mean, we can negotiate.
So I'll pee in a cup, too.
Kevin, I will pee for
you. Why got to be a man to pee in a cup? I can pee in a cup.
Yeah, any of us can pee in a cup. But mm-hmm. If you'd have walked into the woman's bathroom,
he got arrested anyway.
Yeah, he did. You know, go to
make it worth it, baby.
Yeah, go to grown folks' bathroom. Well, I guess he probably got beat up. He has some grown men. Can I get your pee?
You know, it might just be cheaper to go get that stuff that you drink that come, you know, the test comes out negative.
Mm.
We've established that that stuff works.
Yeah. And that's how people are taking it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, don't tell
them. And gotten a job.
Don't tell them.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I don't.
You don't know anybody in the cinema?
No. Well, I might. I just don't know. I mean, you know, you never know on that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, but like I said, anybody needs some tips. I've never had a smoke or a drink in my life. I've got some good, hard-working, honest tips for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Selling a tea now.
I'm selling tea.
Yes, I'm getting Tyler's tea on eBay.
Hey. Why not?
Buy Dick Hunter's tea on eBay.
I can get a page on Amazon.
Craigslist.
Craigslist. Fresh clean urine.
Well, you know, we're going to post it on smoothdrama.com. There's our sponsorship right there.
That's right.
Whenever he sells, goes right back into the show.
I'm saying, you know how I feel. Dick is selling his
Anything else you want to say?
Well, no, remember, I've always said, remember when we said marijuana should be legal, and I've said that prostitution should be legal.
Mm-hmm. You know. Selling your fish should be legal, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be against
the law.
You can
sell your sperm. Can't you sell your sperm?
Right. You can sell your sperm.
On the why not sell
pee? Right. So why can't I sell pee?
What?
I'm not.
I know I am.
You know, it's just funny. I mean, because I'm sure that, dude went to jail for that. Now, I'm wondering, is it because he went into the elementary school bathroom? Or is it...
Yeah, well, he had cameras, right? It's not calling. Maybe he thought he was either selling drugs or, going after... Well, what's going on going into an elementary school bathroom? I thought he was,
But what crime did he commit? I mean, maybe you get him for trespassing. That's the only thing that I can see as a real crime. It's not
there's
like...
There's got to be more to the story then.
Well,
did they say how much is bailable?
Yeah, it's $150,000.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I mean, but you only do 10% of that. So, but, I know, it's a lot of money.
For some piss, yeah, he didn't even get the piss.
Right. Hey. What we legislating. I mean, you can't slow dance at the party. in high school. I mean, why even go to the dance if I can't slow dance? I'm sorry. And then we start talking about I can't sell or solicit pee. I didn't know it was against the law to solicit pee.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I
didn't know either.
That's what we're talking about here. I mean, because, there's different kinds of solicitation that we're saying. And, right now we know that prostitution is illegal, so soliciting prostitution anywhere but Las Vegas is against the law.
Right. Can you see all that time?
Yes. And so, this is my money down there. This is a beautiful,
beautiful
mask. It's amazing. Yeah, I feel so wonderful. I feel rejuvenated. My Ash Tuesday. No.
Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
Ash Wednesday. Oh, my God.
I'm stuck up in there. I was watching the video of it this morning. Damn, I wish I was there.
You sure
did. Just wish I was there.
But you're not.
But I'm not, so it happens.
You've been to Mardi Gras before, right?
I've been to a few. Yeah, and I live there. It's, Mardi Gras is incomprehensible. You can't describe it. You can't stop it. You can only hope to contain it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's worse now if they won the Super Bowl.
No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm positive. Look, New Orleans was a party city anyway. So Saints winning, you know, they was off the chain. Mardi Gras, they was going to party all day anyway. Kids, you get the whole week off in New Orleans.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we look forward to Mardi Gras time of the year. It's
a whole
week. Yeah.
Just to celebrate Mardi Gras.
Yes.
Interesting.
Beautiful.
Beautiful thing.
That's really beautiful. Yeah. Now, and we got Chrissy Wallace tonight. You know, it's all about females, whatever, but I got to talk about my disappointment with some females.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What?
On the other side of the world.
No, they do.
Well, talking about over in Kenya.
What happened?
Well, the Kenyan wildlife officials, they're bringing in like 4,000 zebras and 3,000 wildebeest. They're transferring them to Amboseli National Park. Which has like 2,000 lions left in the whole region area, whatnot, due to, you know, people killing and the fact that there are a lot of livestock that died because of the drought.
Right.
And so what happened is because of that, they decide they're going to bring in some zebras and wildebeest to try to offset the loss, and also because what happened was the lions were starving, and, you know, because the people wouldn't let them eat their livestock or whatnot. And I was kind of disappointed in the female lions, like, y'all not out there getting something else, killing and eating? I mean, you know, female lions is like the baddest thing going, but these females in Kenya.
Well, me in Kenya?
Yeah, they kind of lazy. You got to bring in food?
Yeah.
You know, they must have been talking to you American women. Y'all must have seen them off.
What? That's insane. But what? They were not lazy before they met the Americans?
Yeah. Yeah,
but watch
yourself. No. I thought it was funny. They had to bring in some food for them so that they can eat.
Okay, and?
Yeah, I thought
something wrong with
kind
that?
Kind of funny. Well, yeah, just a little bit, but there are things that are a little bit more wrong. You remember when I talked about how people spent what $165,000 on Dillinger's car, the car that he got caught in?
No.
Anyway, there's an auction that's going on.
Yes, I know that car. Okay.
Yeah. Well, there's now they're selling, and this is the Chicago Sun Times, they're selling JFK's love letters to some woman.
Where she came from?
Well, no, he obviously he's dead. Everybody involved is dead. At the time, the woman's name was Camilla Von Post. She was a 21-year-old blonde he met in the St. Gregory yard. And he sent her letters for a couple of years from, like, 1953 to 1955.
What?
Yeah, he sent this woman in the French Riviera. He sent her love letter, and they're auctioning them off, and people are looking to buy the shit. And I'm like, why are you buying love letters from a dead man?
Why would anyone buy a painting that a dead man painted?
Yeah, but this ain't paint, and it's not like...
It's words. Why would you buy a book that a dead man wrote?
Yeah, that's different.
So maybe he wrote something spectacular.
Okay.
There's a fanatic out there that is collecting shit like that.
Okay. Well, what he says in this little excerpt that came from it, he says, I quote, "I must say, you are a good correspondent. Under that beautiful control tank that still haunts me, it's a warm heart. Yeah, Jack."
Okay. What's wrong with that?
Nothing, but is that
it's
worth...
It's worth money now.
That's really worth money?
Yeah, because he wrote it, and it's in his handwriting or his paper, and... Well, you know what? You don't even know if this is real, though.
I'm saying that we have hard times out here, and they are...
You can't afford it.
Yeah, I know, but if you can afford that, you can afford to help some unfortunate folks.
How do we know that they're not helping unfortunate folks already?
Oh, man. I'm going to die. Anybody who's buying love letters...
You never know.
You know, and buying cars and folks that are dead. I'm sorry.
You never know.
I know, and I'm not feeling it at all. And it doesn't make sense to me. I'm sorry.
Know a lot of things that we do don't make sense to other people.
Okay. Well...
We're going to take a break. Station identification.
Break it up. Station identification.
It's on time. Yeah, that's what you have to do for FBI. Yeah.
Getting into smooth drama. You're listening to
smooth drama.
Remember
when that was named? You remember when that was named? Mm-hmm. When we had them on the show? Yeah. They just released the new CD. So we're waiting for Miss Wallace to give us a call. Just informed that she should be calling in soon.
In the meantime, I'm going to run my mouth.
You're going to run your mouth.
Yes, I'm running my mouth on. As always, y'all know me as a conspiracy theorist. Did y'all know that the government has your baby's DNA?
What?
I guess for a while now, the government has been taking the DNA from children and putting it in the database. Whether you consent it to genetic testing or not. And I guess what happened is, they're saying that they were taking samples and that, the newborn babies in the United States are routinely screened for a panel of genetic diseases. And since the testing is mandated by the government, it's often done without the parent's consent, according to Brad Thorell, who is the director of the National Newborn Screening and Genetic Resource Center.
That sucks.
Yeah. It's one thing where they're saying that your baby's DNA is being stored in a government lab. Because they're doing DNA tests.
testing
and taking samples from your kids as they are born.
Okay, so when they're done testing, what do they do with the sample?
They keep them safe.
I think they should get rid of them.
They shouldn't have them in the first place.
When they're done. Well, no, they shouldn't, but okay, do your test and then destroy it. You
yeah,
get your result.
Yeah, but see, the government is mandating something that we haven't approved.
That's the government.
Which is the point. How do you mandate something but you haven't told the American people about it?
How did you find this out?
Well, it's articlecnn.com.
Ooh, CNN.com, y'all.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's actually, they have different forms that from state to state that you have to fill out to actually say that they have to destroy. And I guess from the looks of it, you have to take their word that they're getting rid of your child's DNA.
Right. We're supposed to believe them.
You're supposed to believe them. Kind of funny. You see? You wonder why I'm a conspiracy theorist? That would be why. Because they do stuff like that.
They do shit like that.
Yeah. They do.
Hmm.
Now, as a conspiracy theorist, I want to do test runs on some things. And there's something that I do plan on doing a test run on.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I shouldn't bring it up. I should let it go. I like talking about different things that shouldn't happen. Like what's happening over in Micronesia.
Micronesia.
Micronesia. Never heard of Micronesia happen.
Yeah.
What they're doing, Micronesia is a small group of islands in the Pacific Ocean. It's about 607 tropical islands all together. You know, they're very small and whatnot, and they have native people there. Well, what's happening is the world is trying to make Micronesia a world park.
A world park?
A world park. Pardon. You heard me.
Okay.
Now, imagine this. You're living somewhere, and they just decide that where you're living is going to be
okay.
A park.
A tourist can come through.
Right.
And, like,
and then they want you to change your ways.
Now, whatever. Then buy my house and move me somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, that's easier said than done. I mean, Micronesia is a whole different thing because, like I said, they
Is
have
that like
native
near Polynesia?
Yeah, they're along those lines where they practice their native. Yeah, they don't have like clothes, designer clothes, or quote unquote civilization or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just people living off the land like they used to.
Like the tribe?
Yeah.
So they want to make it a park.
They want to make it a
world. Can we see our kids running around that?
Well, you know what? I see it, and it's funny. You know how we talked about the freak and whatnot, and you know how people always own some girls to wearing the clothes and busting out, the titties busting out, or, you know, little butt showing, whatnot, cheeks, whatever. And people get all in arms, but you go over in third world countries, or so-called third world countries, and, you know, you see natural geographic whatnot.
Right.
And those people are just...
They're
just
practicing their native Waves.
Yeah, they're just naked. They're walking around, everything swinging out, hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
It's no biggie. They don't have that, you know, I'm not going to say that they're safe, but I'm sure they don't have the level of rape and misogyny
right.
and all that other stuff that we have, you know, because we have clothes. And, you know, as you always hear that argument, that if you wear the suggested clothes, you're kind of bringing that attention to yourself. And I'm like, well, they don't have clothes.
Right.
You know, I mean, every time you see those pictures and whatnot, it's kind of
they got a leaf.
Yeah, if they got a leaf, you don't know.
From bamboo. They were from bamboo.
Yeah, they got a necklace on, a headdress, and titties.
And men wear thongs over there.
Yeah, if that, you know, I had a book where they were talking about a whole thing. A book of different native cultures and their practices and whatnot, and they all were just, you know, and naked. Everybody naked, everybody swinging, everybody doing whatever. It's no big deal. And you never hear in them kind of societies of the troubles that we have.
Yeah. Why does that mean that our guest is having issues getting to a phone to call them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're just going to keep holding on. Hopefully she'll be able to call in. So for right now, we're just going to keep shooting the shit.
I got a lot of love for you too, Chrissy.
Mm-hmm.
I was ready to hype you up, lift you up to the stars. I'm just saying, you know, I read some things, and I got some opinions on some.
Oh, no, you have opinions?
I always have opinions.
Opinions?
I have opinions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, since right now we don't have our girl, I get to talk about dumbasses.
Uh-oh. What's going on with the dumbasses?
There's a lot of dumb people. It makes me wonder. It's kind of scary. Like, you know, I read about the guy, dumbass number one, who called the Miami police. You know, he admitted, okay, I can tell you the truth. Nothing happened to me. Nobody tried to kill me. Because he called 911 saying that someone was trying to kill him, right? You know, he said his life is in danger, whatever. He called twice. But come to find out that actually, his friend's car had broken down on I-95 and got tired of waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So he just broke down and told the truth. Hey, I'll tell you the truth, nothing happened. I just wanted a ride to Miami and figured you would give me one.
So what happened then? Beat the shit out of him.
He was charged with abuse of the 911. System in giving false information to a law enforcement officer.
Right.
Like, okay, that was not.
That wasn't cool.
Smart.
Right. Dumbass.
Yeah.
God.
Well,
he's both going to say, well, I'm telling you, he's right.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah, well, then the other 9/11 was the woman who called 9/11 because her husband refused to eat a supper.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what did you make?
This.
I know her. You made some shit that just.
Two in the cancel.
Woo! I can't fuck with you.
To call 911.
Yeah, well, I guess Ms. Benson, who's 52 years old, she's not Elsa Benson. She's not a stranger. She's called over 30 times, over 6 months. So, over non-emergency reasons.
Oh, she's a 911 dialer.
Yeah, she's a 911 dialer. She's called 30 times.
In the past what?
In 6 months.
That's an average of 5 times a month.
Yeah. In one case, she reported that she couldn't find her clothes.
So, is she, like, mentally ill?
You probably could say that.
Mm-hmm.
You probably could say that. Because normal folks don't count 9/11.
Now, can't you get charged for that?
Yeah, you get charged for it. But if you're stupid, it doesn't matter.
She just doesn't want to get charged for it.
Well, I'm thinking that you're calling 9/11 because you lost your clothes. I'm going to make an educated guess that something is probably wrong with you.
Educated
guess.
What happened?
No, she got arrested.
She got charged with
false information to law enforcement officers in the piece of the 9/11 system.
Think she'll learn a lesson?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's called 30 times, I'm thinking after call number 2 or 3.
After call number 2 or 3.
Yeah, that there's something wrong with you. Something really wrong with you. But this one, this next dumbass, I don't know.
Okay, y'all have to vote on which one is the dumbass of the week.
Yeah, this one is ridiculous because
they're all ridiculous.
Yeah, I know, but this one takes the cake. Two boys from Woonsocket High School in Rhode Island. Woonsocket.
W-N-B?
W-O-O-N.
Oh, Woon.
Woonsocket High School in Rhode Island. They skipped class to break into a house. They stole some video game systems, grab bags, and then headed back to school. You know, figuring they got away with it.
Yeah.
Except for one thing.
What?
One of the boys accidentally dropped his homework, leaving the house.
Why in the heck would you bring your homework with you?
When the police got to the scene, they found the homework, which, of course, had
his name.
Name on it. What's the last name? And they took him to the, went to the school and principal's office, and they got arrested for breaking and entering.
Okay.
Now they're being investigated for ties to other break-ins that recently occurred in the area.
Why are you bringing your homework with you?
Well, first and foremost, you ain't a real thug if you're doing your homework. I thought thugs don't do their homework. No, think about it. A true thug. I'm thugging. I'm robbing and stealing and wilding out here. You doing your homework?
Yeah, how long is that doing your homework?
Obviously.
But
obviously.
Straight A students and some of them are in jail.
Okay, but why couldn't you leave the homework in the car?
That's why I'm asking. Why the hell did you bring your homework to break into a house?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking maybe they have backpacks or whatnot.
I don't get it.
It's homework. You brought your homework into, you know.
Oh, yeah. You go grab that TV. I'm going to be over here doing my math. There you go.
I've never understood people. And that one is awesome. That one was awesome.
Really. It was stupid.
Yeah, that too.
Stupid.
Well, stupid is what stupid does. And as you know, we are in the age of technology and social networking, where, you know, everybody wants to talk about everything that they're doing every 10 minutes. You know, everybody's
posting. Oh, tweeting.
Yes, I'm scratching my ass.
Right.
I'm digging boogers out my nose.
I'm taking pictures of their food all the time.
Right.
I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Well, police in Western New York, there's a fugitive who pretty much turned himself in by posting his workplace on Facebook and MySpace.
What?
Yep. Lockport, New York Police Department passed along some information about 39-year-old Christopher Kriego to the U.S. Marshals. He was arrested at a tattoo parlor where he was working in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Indiana.
Yeah, Kriego had been wanted since he failed to show up for a sentencing hearing after pleading guilty in the fall to assault. He was also charged with drunk driving, drug possession, and using a BB gun to kill
a
bird.
BB gun.
Yeah. To kill birds.
Yeah. Oh, boy,
well, the fact that you know you have a warrant for your arrest, but you're posting your whereabouts on not just Facebook, but MySpace, you know, double the jeopardy. I guess he's going for double jeopardy.
Okay.
If you can't catch me here, dog, you can catch me here.
Right. So there.
Yes, you, my dear Mr. Kriego, you are high up on the list. High.
Using technology to get your ass.
Your own ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And do some things.
I do.
Get it.
Why not?
Yes, people just stupid. Dumb. What's next?
Well, there's a Modesto man. A Modesto man.
This one?
Busted for his 10th DUI.
Wait, after the first one, second one, or even the third one, don't you think that they should take away his, well, his license. He's probably driving without a license. Don't you think he'd learn? He's an alcoholic?
Well, Don Lee Thiel.
To who?
Don Lee Thiel.
Thiel?
Thiel. Spelled T-H-I-E-L.
Thiel.
He's 70 years old.
Oh, God.
Has a reputation for heavy drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And has been arrested 10 times for driving under the influence since 1970.
Get him a driver. Call him a cab. Who is serving him?
Your old ass in the bar. Drunk driving.
Jeez.
Obviously in Modesto, they do not have the, the person designated driver.
Oh, yeah.
They're
designating him as the driver.
Yeah, obviously, because he's out there doing his thing.
He's doing some shitty ass driving.
Yeah.
We need Chrissy Wallace again.
Chrissy Wallace.
You should not be on the road when you're drinking.
Obviously.
Yes, not. Good for you.
No.
Anybody else? Not good.
No.
No.
10 times. How they let him, one, he said, so he probably shouldn't have been driving any goddamn
way. No.
No way.
No.
But
they let him go.
They let him go.
He's gonna keep doing it, which is sad.
Well, yeah.
Sad.
Very sad.
Okay. Next.
But the saddest thing was actually something that happened this Sunday on Valentine's Day. Richmond, California. In the local church.
Church?
14-year-old DeAndre Johnson and 19-year-old Davon Crenshaw were wounded in the hail of bullets in a shooting during Sunday service.
Who was in the shooting?
Well, that's what happened is there's three suspects that walked in their, I guess they're in their late teens, early 20s. And there's even a video up of this where it shows that there was a church member who was taking the choir at the time of the attack. And the video shows they're biting the congregation and, just normal folks clapping their hands, singing the song, and then all of a sudden, the gunfire. And, of course, everybody's scattering and whatnot. And that was it.
Yeah.
You know, the witnesses said the three men strolled down the aisles, looking for the people that they were trying to shoot. And then they began shooting at members of the congregation.
Okay.
Now, what they say is that it doesn't appear to be gang-related. Well, they say it does not appear to be gang or drug-related. And I'm like, it doesn't really matter.
It's still a shooting. What? I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of those things, and everybody's in the uproar, obviously. And we're not safe in the church. And I'm like, well, you can't hide from things that's happening in your community. It's one of my soapbox moments. I'm just saying that, people, hide in the sanctity of the church, whatnot. Like, in church we're safe, and then when you come out of church, you can go to the liquor store right across the street. I'm saying that you can't hide in blinders on. This stuff has been happening
all around you.
All around you. Forever and a day. And it's like somebody has to take responsibility for these kids. Now, my thing is, what is the, obviously there's something wrong with those kids that went into the church and started shooting people. But I don't put no more stock on them going into the church than them going into a grocery store or just doing a drive-by shoot anyway. It shouldn't have been done, no matter where they were. I think that's something that people need to look at.
And it can happen anywhere.
Right. Well, obviously, it can happen in the church. Obviously, these dudes don't care about nothing. They're at the point where anything and everything is on the table. And that's what we're looking at here. Anything and everything is on the table.
Right.
And that's the thing that has to stop. That's one of those the situations where if the community has to come together to say that we can't have this type of behavior.
Right.
But the problem is no one wants to go out on the limb and address these kind of problems. You know, first thing that gets said is, oh, it's gangbangers. Mm-hmm. We just say gangbangers. Well, last time I checked, gangbangers are normal kids looking for love from somebody, you know, that they're not getting at home. You know, I mean, we hear every day, I mean, just like we were talking about the high school, they're worrying about teens grinding at a dance, which when you were a teen, you were grinding at your dance. you know, it's like it's not good for the beast, it's not good for the gambler, but nobody wants to take on real issues. You know, about things that need to be done. I mean, you know, we talk about the budget and our governor, that actress dude. That guy that's I was hoping you would say it, and I wouldn't have to say it.
I don't want to say it.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything.
He's not.
Yeah, like I said, he's an actor. You know,
he does.
Yeah, chumming it up, having a good time at the All-Star game this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, just having a good old time. They kept showing you too.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You don't want to see him.
You want to do some cuts? Do some cuts on your trips that you're taking.
Exactly.
On the taxpayer's dime here in California, homie.
Taxes left and
right. Right. Well, I mean, right. We get all these taxes, but at the same time, you're cutting all the services, you know, cutting the parks and all the other, the artistic and sports and all the other extracurricular activities that allow the kids to do something besides.
Stay out of trouble.
Right. You know, because as we know, I don't mind double workshop as we talk. So, what we have is a bunch of kids who got nothing to do but cause mischief. And if you keep cutting Mr. Actor, all the damn funds, whatnot, and, you know, and this is the community too, because if we got community to build churches, we got community to help the boys club build community centers, whatnot. And mentoring, you got time as grown folks to go to the party? You got time to mentor kids and hang out with kids. I mean, it just, what's the priority? You know, because these kids belong to somebody. And obviously they need some help, need some community help. You used to have community help.
And you're taking all that away.
Yep.
Yes, sir. You suck.
Yeah. And so people in Richmond, California, take heart. I hope your community can come together. I hope that y'all can heal the wounds, and hopefully everybody else across the nation can try to, you know, come together and try to do something for the kids, not just your grown asses. We grown, we lived a little bit. Give back just a little bit. Just a little bit. It'll be all right. You know. So that's me, Dick Hugger. Fucking bleeding heart, literal.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you call me that, I might punch you in the face. Yeah.
On that note, we wanted to thank you for tuning in. Hopefully we can get Chrissy Wallace for another evening. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to call in this evening.
Yes, Chrissy.
So keep tuning in. You know, check out our site at smoothdrama.com. Join our network to stay up to date with what we're doing. We We do have karaoke night on February 27th at the Carriage House, so, you know, hopefully we'll see you out there. And on that note, good night. See you next time.
Stay safe. Don't let the bad bug bite.
Yeah. Don't let the bad bug bite. Good night.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
Yes, yes, and whoa. I don't know
what happened. That pepper is the reason why you're behind Bunny Kamala. And they're accomplishing it, I'm not even close.
Hey! You know you were back there. Hello? Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah, I text Spider, and Spider said that he sent her all the info, and he 2 hours ago, and reminded her and everything, and he didn't hear back from her. Sent her the info again, and he never heard from her. So, yep. I had a couple people ask, can we get her for another night? I don't know. I'll wait for the invite. Okay. Yeah, that's not the first time this happened, so.
What's up, H-Dub?
He's heard a lot of... Hey!
Excuse me.
Oh. Pull around. What up? So, it's over, so. It was okay. He had enough content to fill it. Oh, that's no biggie. It was too late anyways by the time we found out that she wasn't going to call in and we were halfway through with the show. Who do you have? Who's that? Oh. Well, what's going on with Ray J? Okay. All right. Oh, Willie did? Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Oh, yes. Are you doing all the driving? You're welcome to be with my darling. Never mind.